Welcome to the Seeking Certainty podcast, where advice starts with your best interests in mind, helping you achieve more in your financial life. And now, here's your host, founder of the Certainty Advice Group, Jim Stackpool.
G'day everybody, Jim Stackpool here from Certainty Advice Group with a podcast in our Certainty series on dealing with the best next steps post this COVID-19. And in some ways, learning about the best next steps for any step we make in our financial life, whether it's post COVID-19 or not. Certainty Advice, the group we run, our advisors all over Australia follow Australia's first standard of advice. It's been totally built upon being one, comprehensive, but two, only remunerated by yourself in clear dollars, no connection to the products that's been provided, if any are in fact needed. We double check the standards that are being maintained by any of all our advisors. So regardless if you're seeing a Certainty advisor in Caringbah, Canberra or Cammeray, you'll be getting a consistent standard unique for yourself, which is very important all the time, not just in these most extraordinary times. So in this topic today, what are the dangers of shallow advice, as we call it, in times of COVID-19, when everyone's world's just, no matter whether it's been significantly tipped upside down or just partially, we've all been not only physically and sometimes mentally, but also financially affected. There are some obvious financial issues for some. Unfortunately, have they got a job? Will they get back to the same career earning potential? Have they got enough money? And as we come out of this the COVID-19 stage, what does the next stage, in fact, look like? And for some, this might be a good time to really buy undervalued real estate or shares or whatever. But it's also important to understand what some really good advisors, like the one I'm talking to today, Jared Sterling from Sterling Financial Consulting in Caringbah, why they're adhering to a different standard, a deeper standard than what might be seen as off-the-shelf advice that's been in the past. Jared and his wife, Kylie, run Sterling Financial Consulting, as I say, in Caringbah. A great firm focusing, as you'll hear, a lot on small to medium enterprises, many run by husband and wife teams, but also those run by individuals. And Jared and Kylie also look after individuals and couples. But in terms of coming to understanding what Jared would think is the really important considerations as we make our steps post COVID-19, listen out for what Jared relates and calls true value. And whilst there's obvious value in getting access to stimulus packages, ensuring that you've got enough money, ensuring that your superannuation money is safe, or that's all in clear expert advice that's maybe needed. But as I say, listen to what Jared talks about true value. And also listen to what Jared, what he calls the difficult questions that good advice usually brings up. But I started by asking Jared, how are his clients going at the moment?
I think there's definitely a bit of anxiety out there of what's going on, but I believe we're sort of seeing light at the end of the tunnel, so most are a bit more relaxed than what they were a month ago.
And I imagine your mix of clients, Jared, they're small, medium enterprises, they're couples, they're singles, all sorts of different variations of clients for Sterling Consulting.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. It's probably a bit more on the small to medium business enterprise side of things, but right across the suite of singles, couples, retirees.
So, and I guess the style of advice that Sterling Financial Consulting take is one which would probably, from a broad sense, tend to go deeper than most styles of advice. We obviously see there's real key issues that clients are facing in these times, particularly small and medium enterprises with cash flow and maybe even access to things like stimulus packages, etc. But why does Sterling Financial Consulting go deeper? Why do you need to go deeper in these times beyond just ensuring that they have got access to stimulus packages, cash flows are right, et cetera?
I think it's around really wanting to understand what's of the true value for them and what they really want to achieve. So we want to take a comprehensive outlook and approach with the clients and really try and prioritise everything that's important to them. And we find that trying to go deeper and asking the difficult questions allows us to help them prioritise what's important and sort of set a way forward.
So true value, obviously it would be valuable for people to ensure this is the best steps to get the stimulus or this is the best steps to ensure my cash flow doesn't run out. So tell me a bit more, what do you mean when you say true value? When someone comes in and meets with Sterling Financial Consulting, what is true value?
Well, obviously the stimulus and things like that are an event-driven or a result of the event of COVID-19. we want to try and help them look through, you know, see the forest through the trees, so to speak, Jim, and take a bit more of a longer term view. At the moment, what we've found with clients is, you know, those aspirational goals have probably gone a little bit out the window, and it is more about survival mode and what can we do. So we're trying to, you know, take that, I suppose, a hybrid approach, if you like, where we're trying to deal with the here and now, but, you know, not letting them forget about what's important to them and thinking past this crisis, should they be able to. Obviously, some businesses and people are put out of where they are because of the COVID-19, and longer-term thinking is something that's out of the question. But those that are still in work, we want to be able to really understand what's truly important and hold them accountable to achieving everything that's important to them.
And so when you say, is there any examples of, so anyone listening to this can understand a bit more about, when you say, what is the forest through the trees, the big picture stuff, what are some examples that you may have had with your own clients that may illustrate that for anyone listening to this call now?
Yeah, and I think it's probably across different subsets of what's important from the client categories we sort of work with, but certainly for the small to medium enterprise, you know, one of the businesses we're working very closely with at the moment, we've helped, you know, implement a few changes within the business to give the owners more time to work on the business as opposed to in it. And that's been around employing some extra staff, which they just couldn't see that they could do or didn't think they needed. But that's allowed them to now think about the opportunity that COVID-19 is presenting for their business. First and foremost was about the protection and making sure the business was going to survive. And we covered off all of the JobKeeper and everything in that regard, working with their accountant. But now it's about, well, where are the opportunities? And without having that GM in place who is running the operation, these business owners wouldn't have had the opportunity to look at that.
Were they just too close to it? Why couldn't they have done this stuff and got the same result?
Yeah, too close to it, Jim. I think they were just too busy working in every day, putting out the spot fires that arise in business, you know, when you're managing a team of 20 plus employees, that they couldn't see. They just felt they were too busy. So by them being able to step out and have someone else tell them to say, look, I think, you know, cash flow wise, you can afford this. It would be a good investment in the business. They've stepped back and, you know, made that decision and brought someone in.
So true value here, going back to that statement you made before, Jared, it's stuff that they're probably invisible to. They couldn't see that they could change their model economically and probably even commercially until such time you're in a position, see the big picture, understand what are the possible steps, and this is a possible step provided we've got a certain strategy, which I'm sure you work through with them. And so in that particular example, they were being too close to it and too busy. The true value was absolutely invisible to them beforehand. And are they acknowledging that now, or what sort of response are you getting from them?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's all happened right before this COVID-19. So the GM's right in the thick of it and learning, you know, it's probably the most difficult part of the business transition, you know, in decades. So they're seeing it, they're able to step back, and they've made some, you know, much better decisions in their minds about the way forward with the input from the GM and obviously us and their other professional advisors.
But I take it, Jared, they didn't approach you for general manager, do I need a general manager or not? They approached you for matters probably more traditional financial advisor, financial planning?
Yeah, correct. So business owners, I was approached by one of the partners on a personal basis, and then obviously we put a plan in place for him, and then the other business owner sort of came and approached us as well for something similar, and we identified, I suppose, some common issues that they both said, and we approached it with them and, you know, talked through the issues and, you know, what the opportunities were. And, you know, I think one of the big things they've got out of this is extra time. You know, it's the investment in the business, but they've now got the time to actually sit back and reflect on strategic outcomes as opposed to just that day-to-day.
Do you find this often, Jared, that people might have seen and understood that Jared and Kylie at Sterling Financial Consulting are financial advisors, but now I take it after even that very first meeting, that client has walked out, your business consulting, your HR consulting, your business planning, as well as you're also doing the traditional financial advice stuff. Do you find a lot of your clients have that sort of revelation after just a couple of meetings?
I think, we're probably project managing more a lot of that, Jim, and being able to bring the right people in and having access to the right people. So that certainly wasn't something they were expecting. the difference between our approach and that traditional approach of maybe just the investment advisor or the insurance person is a lot more comprehensive. So a lot of clients probably don't have anything to refer back to, but it's certainly a lot more comprehensive than what they're expecting when they walk through the door.
And I just want to go back to a previous comment you just made too, Jared, in your work that you do. You talked about having difficult questions and difficult conversations. Just for anyone listening, what might that mean? What do you mean by that?
Difficult conversations often between, you know, husband and wife or business partners about the future direction and things that they want. So by asking them individually, we want to hear from them individually, I should say, before we bring everything back in collectively. So there's often some revelations between, you know, husband and wife in terms of where they think their future lies, and they're the difficult questions and challenging them and allowing them to challenge each other about what's important and hearing it for the first time and sort of challenging them on, you know, the priorities and the way forward. And, you know, I suppose the other more natural financial planning things is, you know, your ability to save and those that spend every cent that they earn, and really trying to show them what the future looks like if they follow that path and the changes that they need to make.
Okay, so your approach, it sounds like, is whether it's a business or a couple, some of the difficult conversations are simply putting things on the table for both to hear individually, not just collectively, about what may be of value to them individually, even if that might disagree or be a bit of a challenge to their partner. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's spot on, Jim.
And you find that often?
More often than not, unfortunately. Or fortunately, I think the revelation, it's good. Yeah, and it's good to actually watch it unfold and see the reaction of the spouse when they sort of, or business partner, when they say, I never knew that was something you're after. Or more important, or the other side is when one partner wants to do something particular for the other to allow them to stop working earlier. And, you know, the gratitude that they, you know, they see on their face is quite rewarding.
Okay, so I guess this comes back to the first comment again. This is example what Sterling Financial Consulting would call true value, the maybe not reconciliation, but the management of different views between partners or between a couple, the ability to recognise that everyone's got a view and treating that as valuable and as equal to each other, and then finding a path to treat that both from a financial perspective and also a life perspective, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think that's true, Jim.
I guess a fairly easy bow to pull then is that don't we all have different opinions on how to save and what we should be spending on and how we should be, what we want to do for our lifestyle. So every one of us could probably do better with some of these difficult questions with a firm like you getting down to understand the true value. So this is for everybody?
Oh, this approach is for everybody, Jim. You know, those that really want to actually make a change and are aspirational, this approach is definitely the way we think of the financial planning future moving forward.
And do you think that the reconsideration of what is important to us at the moment as we're all being locked down and thinking about, you know, obviously getting out of lockdown, do you think we'll just go back to normal, or do you think conversations like this about the things we want to achieve, the things that are stopping us from moving forward financially or even in life, and the how significant some of these things may be to us now, will it have more intensity past COVID-19, or do you think we will probably forget about it and just get back to how we were?
I think it will be dependent upon the situation that you're dealt during COVID-19. Some businesses aren't really affected and personal life haven't changed too much, but then there are the others that have been severely impacted by this, and I think that will be a lot more intense going forward. I'd hope to think that we're moving beyond the safety needs and looking after the day-to-day and take a longer-term view as we move out of the COVID-19, but there's definitely going to be some complexities and some issues to manage around the result of this crisis and how it's affected individuals.
Well, what percentage of advisors in Australia today would be treating clients in a manner that you are, you and Kylie are, Jared?
I don't know if I can answer that question, Jim. I wouldn't imagine a huge amount. You know, we've found it very important to try and what we call re-engage and understand what's important to each client as we've gone through this crisis. We haven't got across all of them. Those that have certainly reached out, we've tried to go through our process to make sure we're not making any assumptions about what is important to them and try to help them and find the value that they're looking for over this period. A lot of advisors are still focusing on the fall of the share market and the opportunity that might present. We're trying to look a little bit further than that. That's obviously something fundamental that we do day in, day out, looking at investments as well. But it's important that it's being driven by, you know, the client outcomes that we're looking to achieve.
So anyone listening to this now, Jared, who's maybe feeling a bit, I'm a bit out of sync with my business partners or life partner, I'm rethinking aspirations. I think some of those conversations that I'm rethinking about may be a little bit prickly or difficult. What would you be advising them to do?
I think now's a great time to reflect and take action about looking and understanding what's in value and what's of importance to you going forward. Having someone who can potentially moderate some of those discussions and try and help you align your goals if you're business partners or couples that might be having a different view on things is healthy, and trying to then agree on the way forward. And then it's all about implementation and moving forward.
And there's a lot of people offering advice for that sort of line and saying, we're here to give you that security, that comfort, that options, that choice, that confidence. In your opinion, what are the one or two things that, again, anyone listening to this should be looking out for before they have a conversation with someone to help them pick that person?
I still believe that it's a very personal approach when you're dealing with someone else. As a client, you need to have, I think, go with your instincts, go with your gut. If it feels right, or you're second-guessing the person, then maybe it's not the right person for you. But, you know, more importantly is making sure they're asking the right questions and they are really trying to understand more than just your income statements and your balance sheet. It's more about what are you seeking to achieve and what is of value to you.
Okay. And what about all the scandals that, you know, the industry's been throwing up, like seven, I think, in the last 10 years? Any way to make sure that they're avoiding anyone that's going to be scandal plague in terms of the remuneration aspect of it?
Yeah, certainly around the value that they're seeking and the fees being agreed upon at the outset, not necessarily, or certainly not on the money that they may be managing for you, but a fixed fee that is of value to you, and obviously the advisor as well.
There you have Jared Sterling from Sterling Financial Consulting in Caringbah, with he and Kylie Sterling are running a great business, very, very specific on their small to medium enterprises, and providing, as you've heard, very deep advice, that advice adding true value. What was your take from it? I had three things I took from that and Jared's conversations. One is, in some ways, listening to Jared, it sounds like we need all to be re-educated about what the true value of advice really is, going beyond the fundamentals of just ensuring that the obvious stuff, our superannuation balances, our taxes, cash flow, I'm not saying they're not important, but that's like a fundamental. And Jared goes to quite extent, as you heard, to understand some of what is the true value that he and Kylie provide their clients. Secondly, it's obvious that this type of advice, this deep advice, is for everybody. It's not simply where we are today, that only the wealthy can afford advice. And so Jared and Kylie have been able to find value for their clients where they're helping with behaviors, they're helping with situations that, left untreated, the client quickly sees that they would be living a lesser financial life. That has long-term ramifications. Either Jared's going to get really, really busy, or we're all probably not going to be living up to the potential we have, and in some way suppressing some of the hopes and dreams we might have been hoping for in a world full of product advice. And thirdly, it was quite clear to me that Jared is much more than a product provider. He's a project manager, in some ways a financial project manager, highlighting priorities for his client, as he mentioned, that may have been invisible, in fact, to the client, and be able to provide that reality check to understand that our habits, our paradigms, and our thinkings is, in fact, probably one of our biggest blockages to the potential we have of the financial life we want to live. So if you listen to this, and as Jared was saying, you have now some slightly different aspirations or outlooks as a consequence of what we've just all been through as a nation and actually as a globe, and some of this less obvious stuff in your own life with your own business or life partners may be hindering or stopping you or blocking you or not even exploring, then seeking out an impartial conversation with someone who does not get paid on a particular solution but just gets paid, and only gets paid if there's value, clearly identifiable value, from the conversation and then a relationship if one needs developed. That's the sort of advisor we should be seeking out with Jared and Kylie Sterling. So thank you, Jared, Director of Sterling Financial Consulting. I hope that was of value to you, the listener. They're a great advisory firm, as I say, in Caringbah in the southern suburbs of Sydney, building what I think is going to be a very key and core part of financial advice moving forward, unconflicted advice, helping more and more Australians seek the true value, maybe through some difficult conversations, but fruitful conversations, allowing people to live the potential maybe they always wish to. I'd love to get your feedback on this. Thanks for listening. Jim Stackpole signing off. Cheers for now.
Thank you for listening to the Seeking Certainty podcast with Jim Stackpoole. To access all the materials from today's show or to join in the conversation, head on over to seekingcertainty.com. Please let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback. Seekingcertainty.com.